So what we have, we use the letter C to help you remember some of the themes of what we have learned here in 55 years of this project. And one is that things are changing all the time. The weather is changing, the forest is changing, populations are changing. If you look at the history of the wolf moose population here, it's not this steady state at all. It's very much up and down. Things are more complicated. Second C is complexity, much more complicated than we thought. It involves the climate. Then the last one is chance.
Things come along. The longer you study, the more likely you're going to catch a one-time occurrence, and that can throw the entire thing off. And so you've got it all figured out. You understand everything. And then along comes a forest fire. Or in the case of the wolves, canine parvovirus. That we know one vector by which it came in was a boater who brought illegally a dog that was infected with canine parvovirus to the island. And last winter, they got out here and they were down. 25% of their wolves were gone. And one of them had a collar on, and there was no signal. They couldn't figure out what was going on. Last year, right about now, some people who were doing a bird survey smelled something weird when they were hiking from Todd Harbor to Lake Harvey and had the curiosity to follow their noses and look down into one of these old abandoned mine pits and said, ooh, something's dead down there, a water-filled old abandoned mine pit. Water was down 10 feet below the surface of the land, and then quickly held his nose and took a picture and came back and sent it to Rolf and said, something's dead down there. So we went over last year, right about now, with, you know, grappling hooks and all this stuff, nets. We abandoned half of it before we got there because the hiking is just horrible, and you're trying to carry this great big fish net scoop thing and couldn't get through the woods. Got in, took one look, and it was three wolves. And one of them had a radio collar that was still beeping. But it was down so deep in this little hole that unless you were right on top of it, you couldn't get the signal. What we imagine happened was that early in the winter, when the ice was forming, the wolves looked down there. They maybe saw a snowshoe hare or something, and let's jump down there. They have no trouble with ice. But they went through. And then couldn't get out because the edges of this mine pit are very steep, and the water was very deep, so there's nothing to push off against. So they're really working with paws, two paws, trying to get out. So it's just a nightmarish picture of how the three of them died. But two females and an up-and-coming male, we called him Romeo, and that was basically the end of the Chippewa Harbor pack of wolves.